News release. Talk is free theater. Talk is free theater. TIFT has partnered with New Zealand-based producer A. Mulled Wine to bring a collection of their celebrated productions to Auckland this month for the Talk is Free Theatre Festival, continuing their tradition of touring Taylor-adapted immersive projects around the world. From January 10-13, 2024, a clearing in the wooded grounds of Corbin Estate Arts Centre in Auckland's West End will serve as the stage for TIFT's critically acclaimed outdoor, site-specific production of Into the Woods, with music and lyrics by Stephen Sondheim, book by James Lapini, and directed by TIFT Artistic Associate, Michael Toronto. The cast includes Aidan Desalais and Alexis Gordon as the baker and baker's wife, Mike Natajewski as the narrator, Mysterious Man, Glynis Ranney as Cinderella's stepmother, Jack's mother, Noah Beamer as Jack, steward, and Blythe Wilson as the witch. The production was nominated for 7 Dora Awards when it played the Winter Garden Theatre in Toronto in 2021. Te Puu Theatre, a Kaupapa Māori performing arts venue located on the grounds of Corbin Estate Arts Centre, will serve as the starting point for Tales of an Urban Indian, a play for one actor directed by Herbie Barnes and set entirely on a moving bus. From January 10-14, 2024, audiences will board a bus at Te Puu Theatre and take in Daryl Dennis' play about a contemporary Indigenous man who grows up both on the reserve and in Big City, Vancouver. A perennial favorite, Tales of an Urban Indian features Nolan Moberly embodying several characters, and has played over 500 performances in locations around the world. Also from January 10-14, guests will be invited to walk into the woods at Auckland Botanic Gardens and retrace steps taken by a classic heroine of Russian folktales with What She Burned, an immersive installation collaboratively created by Joe Pagnon, Clark Blair, Cameron Fraser and Richard Lamb, inspired by the folklore written by Alexander Afanasyev. Featuring mid-century bootlegging techniques fused with modern projection art, this piece is experienced in intimate groups of up to 4 people. While producing full seasons at home in Barrie, touring immersive productions is a mainstay for TIFT, having appeared on 3 continents outside North America over the course of their 20-plus year existence. Artistic producer Arkady Spivak believes touring is integral to the art. Touring to other parts of the world has such a profound impact. Not only do we get to share Canadian arts and culture with people in other countries, we also try to connect with new audiences who may not have access to the kinds of theatre that we produce. Touring also provides our artists with a much more enlightened view of the world outside Canada as we build partnerships with other arts organizations and learn about similarities and differences in our cultures. In 2023 alone, the company had productions of Tales of an Urban Indian play in Suriname, in Santiago, Chile, and in non-urban communities in Argentina. Their production of Adam Meissner's For Both Resting and Breeding also played in Santiago and in Buenos Aires. Earlier this year, Buenos Aires audiences experienced a roving production of Sondheim and Hugh Wheeler's Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street as part of the bigger day-long event, entitled The Curious Voyage. In Canada, their production of Sweeney Todd received several Dora Maver Moore Awards, including Outstanding Production of a Musical. Tales of an Urban Indian will also appear in Fiji in 2024. This is not the first time the company has brought their work to the other side of the planet. In 2019, Tales of an Urban Indian played to audiences in Brisbane and at the Yirrumbuy Festival in Melbourne. In early 2020, TIFT partnered with Heartstone Kitney Productions to bring 3 productions, Tales of an Urban Indian, For Both Resting and Breeding and Duncan Macmillan's Every Brilliant Thing to the Adelaide Fringe, where Every Brilliant Thing, staged inside a suburban home, won an SA Bank Award for Best Theatre. TIFT acknowledges touring funding from the Canada Council for the Arts and the Ontario Arts Council.